Welcome to Wonder in Reality. Glory to God forever. Thank you, Jesus, for this day. This is Jim. Continuing the message and the theme of simplicity. The famous verse says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." Jesus talks about that, about saying, you know, to the mountain. And so why is this the case? Why is this a truth that's important? We are made in God's image. God created us in His image. Amen. That is a wonderful truth, an eternal truth. And God, we know that He speaks. He said, "Let there be light. Let there be a firmament." Amen. He speaks, and it happens. Famous verse, Numbers 14:28, "As truly as I live, says the Lord, as you have spoken in my hearing, so it shall be done, so I shall do unto you." This is a deep, deep truth. So that's why, it's because we're made in His image. We should say it. We should say, "I'm redeemed. I'm saved. Jesus has saved me. Amen. I'm healed. I'm delivered." And, you know, Jesus is going to perform for us. He's going to do these things. And so let's just practice that. Let's keep this in mind. Holy Spirit, reveal these things to us. Father God, supernaturally touch those who are listening who might want to understand this more. They may have a need. Be with that one. Touch them with your presence, with your glorious presence. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. At the same time, I do want to emphasize, you know, we need to be wise and have common sense on the earth. And for example, we need to, you know, obviously there's many things we need to do to, you know, meals and spending time with people and things like that. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. As truly as I live, says the Lord, as you have spoken in my hearing, so I shall do unto you. Numbers 14:28.